It's almost 3 minutes past two here on Phoenix FM, and we've come to a part of the show that I've much been looking forward to. It's my pleasure to introduce one of the movers and shakers of the community in Billericay. At least he will be moving and shaking if his ambition to break a world record is successful. Matt Everard, along with his cousin Russell, is to challenge the current world record for the high speed in a tuk-tuk. Now, Matt joins me now. Hi, Matt.
Afternoon, Bob. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
Well, I'm thawing out a bit after my ride from Billericay to Brentwood today.
Well, indeed, you've come in the tuk-tuk, and I've just seen the rain has started, so you might have an unpleasant journey home, I think.
Well, exactly. Let's make this quick so I can get back dry.
Oh, I don't know about that. Right, so for anyone who doesn't know, tell us what a tuk-tuk is.
Tuk-tuk comes from a rickshaw, which originally they didn't have engines, but over time they were modernised and had engines put in. And they're very popular in places like Sri Lanka and Thailand and India, normally as a mode of transport, public transport, taxi type thing. So I first experienced one of them on a holiday in Bangkok a couple of years ago. And I just became addicted, I suppose.
Really, really became a fan. Now, I've got some notes that you sent me, and you said that you bought your tuk-tuk back in 2017 in what's described as a late-night eBay purchase. Now, does that mean what I think it means?
Yes, Bob, you have deciphered that, right? Yes. Mrs. Everard slipped up to bed at a sensible time,
right,
and I decided to open another bottle, and I got busy on eBay. Normally, it's smaller purchases. I suppose the most unusual thing, I bought two VW camper vans in Australia without seeing them once.
Right.
And so she wasn't quite shocked when I told her over breakfast the next day that I bought a tuk-tuk and it was in Bolton.
Well, that's a bit better than Australia. How did you get those shipped? Did you?
Yeah, well, I'm in the shipping business, It wasn't such a bad thing. But I hadn't seen them, and it was quite a surprise when they turned up on the driveway a couple of months later.
Well, you mentioned the long-suffering Mrs. Everard earlier on, and we've got a question about Mrs. Everard later as well. So anyway, having bought the Bangkok bomber, as you called it, you then decided to make a few modifications to it. Tell us how it's changed. What have you done to it?
Okay, well, since I bought it, they normally come with a two-stroke engine, which gives it that kind of putt-putt noise, which is where you get the word tuk-tuk from.
Yeah.
But the engine was quite worn out, and it was struggling with the hills in Billericay.
Right.
Anyone who's been to Billericay knows it's full of hills. And I was going up hills, and I was going from third to second to first gear, and I decided, right, it's time to put a new engine. And being the kind of person I am, I thought, well, we might as well go for the biggest, fastest thing we can. But at that time, for no reason, just because I wanted a modern engine in there.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be able to ride it around. And it kind of spiraled from there. And people were asking me, well, why are you doing this? And I couldn't really answer them. And then kind of one night, a light bulb moment, I thought, oh, I'm going to write to the Guinness World of Records and see if there's a record.
Okay, yeah. And you found out it's 68 miles an hour, isn't it?
It is. It's 68 miles an hour with a passenger. So I wrote to them in August last year. They wrote back to me in November and confirmed that the record is 68 miles an hour with a passenger, and up to then I'd only done a maximum of about 45 miles an hour, because it's not so much that it wouldn't go that fast, it's how brave I was to
well indeed. You know, I mean, it's basically a three-wheeled scooter with a body, isn't it? And you've got no steering wheel, you've just got handlebars.
Correct.
Going around corners is interesting, isn't it? I think
it's easier now because with the new engine we've put wider back wheels on, and it feels a lot more planted on the road. But when I first got it was exciting
going around
corners, for sure.
Well, it's obviously road legal because you've driven here in it today, but was there anything special you had to do to adapt it to the UK specifications? Or
no, I mean, I am the fifth owner since it arrived in the UK.
Oh, okay.
It arrived in 1992. I believe it was manufactured in around 1971. And the logbook, or V5 as people call it, your document for the car, actually says Bangkok taxi tuk-tuk on
there. Okay, right.
So it's not really the kind of vehicle you could go to like a car accessories shop and say, I want parts for that.
No.
A lot of people don't even know what they are. And so, yeah, finding parts and doing all the work and stuff like that has been a bit of a challenge.
I bet, yeah, yeah. So what about when you're driving about in it through Billericay and today Brentwood, what sort of reaction do you get from people when you're out and about?
It's an amazing reaction. Yeah. I did say to my wife, I've had all sorts of cars, like fast cars, and all sorts of different stuff, classic cars, and this is definitely my most favourite vehicle that I've ever had. Okay. There's normally kind of one of two or three reactions. Sometimes it's absolute astonishment and people kind of nearly walking into lampposts and double taking and stuff like that. The second reaction is normally people like waving and giving me the thumbs up and telling me to toot the horn and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the third reaction, if I'm normally stopped in traffic, people want to get in and they want me to take them out for a ride. I actually had, I think it was V Festival Day a couple of years ago when it was called V Festival. I stopped in Billericay High Street and two people like nearly got in. They said, will you take us to V Festival in Chelmsford? I was like, I'm not a proper taxi. I don't want to get in trouble with the licensing authorities.
No, and you've got to have the right insurance.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, there you go. Now, your cousin, Russell Shearman, it is. Did he take a lot of persuading to get involved in this?
He's a bit of a kind of adrenaline junkie himself. He's well known for his love of jumping out of planes. Yeah, he does parachute jumping and wing suiting and stuff like this. So, right. He's to do 68 miles an hour in a tuk-tuk is, not as scary as the stuff he already does.
Right, okay.
So, in fact, I've probably got a waiting list of about 10 people that want to do it. You could be number 11, Bob.
No, it's fine. It's all right. My life's exciting enough, thank you, yeah. So we mentioned the record is 68 miles an hour. What are you hoping to achieve? How much do you want to break that record by, do you think?
Well, I think with world records, once people see that one person achieves it, it sets a bar and then other people are going to try.
Yeah,
at the moment, it's a record that's registered with Guinness, but there isn't actually a holder for it. So I think they've set the 68 miles an hour.
Okay.
And I think, but the place we're going up to Yorkshire on the Monday, the 13th of May, to an airfield called Elvington Airfield. And I've teamed up with a company who do speed events, mainly for motorbikes.
Right.
So they have motorbike riders up there who hit 200 miles an hour. I think we hit go off at about lunchtime, so I think we'll probably look quite slow compared to some of the motorbikes that are up there. But I think I reckon we'll comfortably hit 75, 80 miles an hour.
Brilliant.
And then, yeah, the rest of it is how brave I
feel.
Well,
yeah. I mean, what about safety? They're probably designed to do no more than about 30 miles an hour. I think they've got a top speed normally of about 40, haven't they? Whereas yours now, with all the modifications, the sky's the limit almost, isn't it?
No, you're right. It is. We have replaced the tuk-tuk's been taken apart to bare metal and every single nut and bolt replaced over a 5-month period.
Right.
It's, I don't know, if anyone watches Fools and Horses and they remember the Trigger's Broom sketch, my tuk-tuk is Trigger's Broom.
Totally, yeah. Totally get it. Well, I noticed you walked in here with a crash helmet as well, and you could have any sort of body armour on or anything.
Part of the rules from this company, Straightliners, who we're the events company, is we've got to wear one piece leather outfits, racing outfits.
Yeah.
You've got to wear specially accredited crash helmets, boots, gloves, etc. So we are going to be like body protection, etc. So we're going to do the most we can. Unfortunately, I do carry a bit of weight around the middle, Bob.
and
they've insisted that I've got a one-piece suit. So if anyone out there is a short guy but is, rather chubby and he wants to get rid of a motorbike racing suit, then call Phoenix FM or see me at the fastest understore tuk-tuk on Instagram, and I'd be pleased to hear from you.
Yeah, great. Well, I hope you get kitted out all right. That's very important for safety, isn't it, of course. Yeah. Now, you've got some sponsors on board, haven't you? Tell us about them.
Yes, indeed, yeah. My own company, Barrington Freight, I'm in the shipping industry. We've sponsored the refurbishment of the tuk-tuk and everything that's going with the attempt. And all the hotels and all the people that are involved in it. And also a good friend of mine, Andrew Wan from Capstick Dale Solicitors in Gidea Park, they've teamed up with us. They've going to have a small advert on the back, and their association of their charity is Little Havens in Benfleet.
Brilliant.
And so we're actually going to try and raise some money for them, which is a very deserving charity.
Absolutely.
They do amazing work there. And my friends Andy and his colleague Gary there have said to me today, if I could sneak into our chat the word plunger and Ginger Gary, then they're going to pay me £75 today towards Little Havens.
What if we just keep saying plunger and Ginger Gary? Does it double up all the time?
Yeah, no, it does. Yeah, the more we say it, basically, so I think if we say Gary and Ginger and plunger.
Plunger, Gary, Ginger.
They're probably actually into about £300
well,
for Little
indeed,
Havens.
Yeah, let's just make it a little bit more. Plunger, Gary and Ginger.
That's
right,
it. Okay. That's got to be at least £500 now, chaps.
Right, yes, that's it. Yeah, cough up. Well done to you all for backing this. It's great to raise money for the hospice as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, there's another event going on, I believe, as well. You've issued a challenge to the owner of another rather unusual vehicle. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, the company where we're doing the event are quite well known for their unusual vehicle world record attempts. They've done in the past for the world's fastest flushing toilet, the world's fastest shopping trolley, and also there's the world's fastest shed.
Yeah, now this made the UK news, didn't it? I remember seeing a picture of it. Yeah, how fast did the world's fastest shed go?
You know? I think it's well over 100 miles an hour. He's just doing it up, and it's got something like a 400 horsepower engine. So it's ridiculous. I'm just hoping that kind of my small engine and my aerodynamics is going to compare to his his shed.
Well, you are built for speed, Matt.
This I am, not thing. Yet. Yeah, no. Yeah, built for comfort.
So you've challenged him to a race. So it will be your tuk-tuk versus the world's fastest shed.
Indeed, yeah.
I've got to see this, I think. This is all happening in Yorkshire, though, isn't it?
Yes, we'll be back up to Yorkshire later this year. And we're going to give it a go and see what happens.
Yeah, great. Well, are you going to video it or anything?
There's going to be videos. If you look on Facebook, we're the world's fastest tuk-tuk, as I said earlier on, Instagram, fastest_ tuk-tuk. I put up pictures nearly every day. I put up news bits and what's going on. And we have to have it all for confirming the record to Guinness. Yeah. We have to have it all videoed. There has to be like timing documents.
Right.
They are like really, really strict. I've got a wadge of paper nearly as thick as a ream of photocopier paper that I've got to go through of rules and regulations and stuff.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah,
sure.
I hope there'll be someone there with a camera.
Oh, I'm sure there will. Well, finally then, so we mentioned the long-suffering Mrs. Everard, as you called her. What does she think of all this?
Well, you know, I just think she enjoys the peace and quiet. While I'm out doing this kind of stuff, she's indoors, she's got the TV controls to herself, she's got peace and quiet, and as long as I'm out doing something and I'm not causing too much trouble, then I think she's generally happy.
Right. Well, of course, I wish you very much success with breaking the world record, and above all, I hope you break it safely.
Thank you.
Good luck with it all, Matt Everard. That's great. Now, I tried to find an appropriate song to play. There are about three songs in the world that are called Tuk Tuk or Tuk Tuk Dance, but none of them are in English, so you can't understand a word of what's going on. So the best I could come up with, just for you, Matt Everard, is Teo Cruz and Fast Car.